Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The families of the victims of the New Orleans attack are discussing the hard lessons they've learned.
Life is so fragile and so short, and it can be taken at any given moment, and you really need to love those around you.
That's Jack Beck talking about his brother Tiger Beck, one of 14 people killed in the truck attack. And authorities say the attacker was inspired by ISIS. ABC News has obtained a bulletin sent by the FBI urging law enforcement to remain vigilant in case of copycat attacks. The Surgeon General wants warning labels added to alcohol, warning of the increased risk of cancer from alcohol consumption. It's similar to the labels on cigarettes. President Biden decided to block the nearly $15 billion sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. An announcement's expected today. And the new Congress convenes today. The first order of business is voting for Speaker. Mike Johnson wants to keep the job, but ABC has counted 17 Republicans who are noncommittal. This is ABC News. There's an investigation in Southern California where a small plane crashed into a building in Fullerton Thursday. Two people were killed, 19 were injured when the single-engine craft exploded into a fireball after striking the roof of a furniture factory with at least 200 people working inside. An endangered dolphin called J35 was seen this week carrying the body of her deceased calf in what researchers call an act of mourning.
J35 made headlines while doing the same thing 7 years ago after losing a different calf. She carried its remains for more than 1,000 miles over 17 days. Calf mortality is high. Only 50% of newborn orcas make it to their first birthday. And researchers warn that southern resident killer whales like J35 may be on the brink of extinction.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. There's a broccoli recall over listeria concerns involving 12-ounce bags of ready-to-eat market-side broccoli florets sold in 20 states by Walmart. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Happy New Year from Heather at the Creative Outlet. Is your scrapbooking ready for the new year? It's okay. Don't worry. I can help. At the Creative Outlet, we are extending our 50% off scrapbooking paper sale until January 4th. This is a great opportunity to get unique products that you need to get your albums caught up. We are your resource for one-of-a-kind scrapbooking products that will make your memories come to life in your albums. Our 50% off sale ends this Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious! Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
I iZervay is proven to slow GA progression.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
iZervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Henry W. Grady, the great newspaper man, left his editorial room and went to his old home to see his mother. He had been losing ground religiously and felt himself all at sea. His first words to his mother were, "Mother, I've lost my religion and I've come back to you where I first found God, that you might lead me to him again." She had him sit by her knee as she told him the Bible story of Jesus and his love and his great sacrifice upon the cross. She sang the songs she sang in his childhood. She led him to bed and prayed, "Now I lay me down to sleep." In the morning he said, "It's all right, Mother. I'm back to God again. I feel as I did in my childhood." There are many who have wandered away from Mother's Bible and Mother's Christ. Why not go back to that starting place? Isaiah 55:7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon." Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
How's it going this morning? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, chilly air continues to feed down across the upper Midwest with that flow of high pressure from central Canada. This will keep us on the cool side right into next week, and mainly dry conditions as well. We're experiencing a few snow flurries again over the eastern two-thirds of Wisconsin this morning, and some scattered lake effect snow right up toward Lake Superior, but most of that should be missing us today and tomorrow. Otherwise, temperatures will reach the lowest for tomorrow, then gradually inch upward a bit into Sunday and Monday before a reinforcing cool shot moves in Wednesday. Of course, a major snowstorm will be passing south of Wisconsin going into Sunday into Monday morning. That'll clobber areas from Kansas all the way over toward Ohio with as much as a foot of snow, but around here just a few high clouds from it. The next chance here of a little bit of light accumulation of snow appears to be late next week. That forecast for today, partly sunny, breezy and chilly with a high near 20, northwest wind between 10 and 20 miles an hour, keeping wind chills in the single digits. Partly cloudy to clear tonight, very cold, low near 4 degrees, wind chills as low as 5 to 10 below zero. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy and brisk with a high of 17, northwest wind 8 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday night, some high clouds, low near 3. Sunday, filtered sunshine, remaining cold at the high of 19 degrees, north wind up to 10. Heading into Monday, mixed skies and a touch warmer, low 10, high 24. Tuesday, partly sunny and cool, low 10 degrees, high 21. Wednesday, some sunshine and colder, high 16. And Thursday, increasing clouds, chance of some snow showers by late evening, high near 20. You have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing
for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently, it is 10 degrees at WRCO Radio. Yesterday's high was 26. No precipitation on Thursday. The morning low today has been 9. Some very old records on this day across the region. 57, the record high in 1897. The record low, 23 below zero in 1887. Last year's high, 36, and the low, 31. Sunset will occur at 4:38 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 7:34. Right now, the winds from the east-northeast around 5 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.24. No precipitation today. We're getting a hint of sun off and on this morning, and it is 10 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports. Coming up, an update on sports courtesy of Hillsboro Equipment and also the Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Straight ahead, a look back at basketball last night, tonight's schedule, and the Bucks suffered a tough loss last night after battling all the way back into it. A little bit later on, we'll talk to Mike Clements and we'll look at all of the top state sports stories as well during today's WRCO Sports Update.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Good morning, I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Richland Center boys basketball team picked up a 61-52 win over visiting River Valley on Thursday night. The Hornets took a 31-25 lead and went up by as many as 17 in the second half before the Blackhawks whittled it back to a 9-point deficit at the end. Richland Center senior Wes Bosworth led all game scorers with 19 points and gave a strong performance, helping to control the boards. Sophomore Jaden Shep added 14, including 2 3-pointers. Liam Fingerson totaled 13. Brady Dosh scored 8. Garrison Weiss added 6. And Cutler Palmer had 1 point. The Hornets were 11 of 18 from the free throw line. River Valley was led by senior Houston Thatcher with 13. Jackson Thatcher added 11. And Lucas Klein scored 10. Sam Poppy had 6 points. Caleb Drakenberg and Keegan Heiser each scored 5, and Quincy Blakely made a 3-pointer. The Blackhawks were 11 of 21 from the line. River Valley won the JV1 game 48-40 over the Hornets. With a 61-52 varsity win, Richland Center is now 5-4 overall and 1-1 in the conference. They will host Kenosha Indian Trail on Saturday afternoon. The men's alumni games will start at 8 a.m. and will lead right into the JV1 action at 1:30. Varsity will follow around 3. River Valley is now 5-3 overall and 1-1 in the Southwest Conference. They will play at Fenimore on Monday night. In other conference action from the Southwest, Lancaster 59, Dodgeville 55, and Platteville beat Prairie du Chien 71-27. It was a win for Seneca over Kickapoo 64-51 in the Ridge and Valley, and Ithaca was a winner against Wazika Steuben. That final 46-35. Devin Iam led Ithaca with all scorers and 24 points, and Cooper Lummis had 21 for the host Hornets. Riverdale boys beat Lafarge 65-45 on Thursday. Bevan Dennis had 25 points. Owen Blankenship added 19 for the Chieftains. William Wirtz scored 17 for Lafarge. It was a win for River Ridge over Barneveld 61-39. Girls basketball last night. Riverdale improved to 7-3 on the season with a 53-23 win over Lafarge. They were led by Zuri Dennis's 13 points, which included 2 3-pointers. Macy McKay scored 11, and they had 10 girls score overall. The score was 18-8 at the half, and they went on a nice run at the 14-minute mark of the second half to pull away Riverdale with a girls basketball win. Blackhawk 54, Highland 40, Luther over Cashton 59-37, Cuba City 61, Belleville 46, Potosi Cassville 58, Judah 39, Wisconsin Heights beat Monroe 44-40. It was Mauston 54, Baraboo 35, Sparta 67-44 over GET, and East Dubuque beat Benton 61-39. Tonight we'll be on hand at Richland Center High School as the Hornet girls play host to Dodgeville in Southwest Conference action. Both teams searching for their first conference wins. Prairie du Chien will be at Lancaster, Platteville at River Valley. Brookwood travels to Wazika Steuben in girls basketball. DeSoto is at New Lisbon for a boys and girls doubleheader. And Hillsboro visits Westby. Boys basketball tonight, Riverdale is at Boscobel. It's varsity only, and the game will start at 6 p.m. Iowa Grant at Cuba City, Mineral Point at Fenimore, Southwestern visits Darlington. Iowa Grant is at Cuba City. Ithaca travels to Oneewoc Center, Westby at Hillsboro, Mauston at Nakusa, Kickapoo at Royal, Reedsburg at Baraboo, Cashton at Seneca, and Pecatonica travels to Shoalsburg. Ithaca Weston girls wrestlers will be at Mauston this evening. In bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday, the Spare Parts had an 18-17 series, 3 aces, 17-92, ILK, a 17-23. High game honors, 3 aces, 708, Spare Parts, 660, and a 634. Top series, individually, Gene Nix, 501, Pat Adams, 499, Irene Klatt-Stovey, a 468. Top game, Gene Nix, 246, Pat Adams, 198, Irene Klatt-Stovey, a 188. Deanne Kepler had a 127 split pickup, Ann Makovic with a 4-5, and Gene Nix, a 710 in Coffee Clutch Bowling. Last night, week 17 of 32 in the All-Star Bowling League, the Misfits had the top series, 27-58, Advanced Pump and Well, 27-45, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 27-14 series. High game honors, the Misfits, 1,007, Pioneer Print Company, a 979, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 974. Top series, it was Chris Pardoon with a 650, Ethan Hafner 632, Travis Bushley a 624. Top individual game, Chris Pardoon 248, Jake Morris 243, Kevin Genthe a 239. And Addison Pardoon bowled a 619, 106 above average. The Bucks dropped a close one at home Thursday night, 113-110 to the Brooklyn Nets. The visitors built a big lead a little over 3 minutes into the second half, 83-59, but Milwaukee came roaring back to make it close. The score was 111-110 when a pair of free throws by Zaire Williams clinched it with 6 seconds left. Giannis Antetokounmpo produced a double-double with 27 points and 13 rebounds. Damian Lillard scored 23. Portland visits Fiserv Forum coming up on Saturday. Elsewhere in the NBA, it was a win for Indiana over Miami, 128-115, Boston 118, Minnesota 115, Oklahoma City over the Clippers, 116-98, Golden State 139, Philadelphia 105, the Lakers over Portland 114-106. The Badgers open the 2025 portion of their schedule with a Friday home game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa carries a 10-3 overall record and has split two Big Ten conference games. The Hawkeyes are second in the country, scoring nearly 90 points a game. Sophomore Owen Freeman averages just over 17, and senior Peyton Sanford comes in at 16.5. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock tonight at the Kohl Center. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Last night, Purdue a winner against Minnesota, 81-61, and Illinois 109-77 over Oregon. College football, Notre Dame got the win against Georgia 23-10, and it was Mississippi 52-20 over Duke.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO Radio. Mike, the Packers lost to the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium last weekend, 27-25. You were there. Some thoughts on that one?
First of all, you can't deny that the offensive weapons the Vikings have right now, with Justin Jefferson, a wide receiver, and Addison, and then, you know, if you cover those guys and they're tight end, Hockenson, then there's this Jalen Naylor, who's got five catches and a touchdown in the first half. And Sam Darnold, the transformation that he's made after years of struggling with the Jets, the Panthers, you know, he was with the 49ers last year. You wonder if Kyle Shanahan's looking at that and saying, "Oh, wait a minute, how do we let that guy get out the door?" And Kevin O'Connell, their head coach, is probably going to get named Coach of the Year the way he's, you know, worked with this guy. Packers started out, and it was actually the Packers scored a field goal after their first couple of second drives. They had that fumble from Josh Jacobs on their opening drive. But you can't deny how good that is. Secondly, I know for a fact from hanging around the Packers team bus after the game, they were, as a staff, first of all, they were emotionally drained. That felt like a playoff game to them. They wanted that so bad because even though the Packers are going to the playoffs again under Matt LaFleur in his sixth year, it's a bad look when your division record is you've only got one win for the year, and that's a blocked field goal against the struggling Chicago Bears, right? So they really wanted that win badly against the Vikings and lost them twice this year, twice to the Lions. And they were very upset with that Carl Cheffer's referee crew. So were the Vikings. You know, Paul Allen, you listen to him, the play-by-play guy, and he was just as upset with some strange calls against the Vikings as well. So that was one thing that was obviously out of their control. Here's the other thing. You know, just when I watch these games, so I've got binoculars, I'm taking stats, I'm looking at replays on monitors, I'm trying to focus maybe, okay, let's see how this lineman's doing in the next couple of plays. I just kind of put things down in the third quarter, just watched, and Jordan Love's got the bigger arm. But half the time, when the ball's going up in the air and it's got a big arc on it, you're like, okay, I'm not quite sure where that's intended. Where is it going? Whereas Sam Darnold, they've got him down to get the ball out quickly, and they're mid-range throws, and it's like, you know, your jaw drops because you see where the target is. You see where the ball's going to go, and that's why they get so many chunk plays and are, you know, running up scores on teams. The other thing is this. I remember 20 years ago, Bob Harlan, the former president CEO of the team, would say, you know, we've got to keep up with the league. You know, we've got to build this extension on the stadium, and we've got to do this to our facilities. And you thought, come on, Bob. I mean, you know, you've got a waiting list of 30 years, people getting in for season tickets. You guys are good, right? You get a Hall of Fame quarterback, good coaches. He was right because, you know something? Since Ziggy Wolf took over, you know, he's transformed that thing from the Humpty Dome, the Metrodome, to that U.S. Bank Stadium. They've got that place rocking. You know, brand new state-of-the-art place. They had a country music post-game concert for the fans after that game. I've been to the Vikings' new facilities, total new facilities. The last ones look like bad stuff from the early 70s. They've got a state-of-the-art facility that's as good, if not even better than the Packers, and you know they're taking away all the excuses, and they're making good selections now in terms of their roster, and the Vikings have improved as an organization from top to bottom, and that's going to make them tough to compete with.
We shall see. You know, other years, Mike, I've gone into the playoffs confident the Packers are going to make a run. I'm not very confident this year, but maybe my expectations are low. Maybe they'll do well and surprise me. What do you think?
Well, you know, the problem is this. Last year at this time, you know, you were with this young Packers team and Jordan Love taking over that was 3-6. And then they got on that run. And they had these signature wins. I mean, first you beat the Lions, which were a really good team, on Thanksgiving. And huge ratings. Embarrassed them. Great win. Then you take on the Kansas City Chiefs, the former defending champs, and Patrick Mahomes on a tundra night at Lambeau Field, and you beat them. And I go to the Super Bowl every year, which is great access. I get to talk to the Chiefs' defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, sit down with him for about 10 minutes. And I went through various things, and I said, let's talk about that game against Green Bay. And he said, game plan. I went to Matt right after the game was over. That was a brilliant game plan that Matt had against us that night, and we had a hard time solving it. And then what I call the masterpiece in Dallas when they throttled the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium and Mike McCarthy. So what's the signature win this year? I mean, it doesn't exist. Maybe the two wins that Matt LaFleur got the most credit for was early in the season when somehow they pulled out two victories on the road with a backup quarterback in Malik Willis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's, well, games they should have won. But it's you know, there's a lot of games that have come out close that have been too close, like even, you know, like the last time they played the Bears. So there hasn't been that kind of win, you know, even though you drilled the Saints 34-0. I mean, look how many players, you know, starters were taken off the field from that team because of injury that New Orleans going through. If in fact the Packers are going to head to Philadelphia and take on the Eagles, man, that would be a tremendous upset because you haven't seen that kind of performance like it's going to take in order to beat that team.
No doubt. Three players named to the Pro Bowl, they're having great seasons.
Yeah, you know what I thought was, the minute that came out, I was not surprised that Xavier McKinney, the safety that they picked up from the Giants, he's only 24 years old. He is so smart. And we're getting to know him more and more. I mean, this guy really works hard and is well-prepared and articulate about telling you about what his secondary is doing and what they're going to face with an opponent. Because I saw some early voting stuff almost over a month ago, and he was already locked in as a starter. Because he, at the time, he was leading the league in interceptions with 7. Kirby Joseph from the Lions has now got 9. But Josh Jacobs, their running back, who's come on strong in the last couple of months, particularly, he's a leading running back in the first half. He gets in. And I just thought, isn't that unique? I mean, Brian Gutekunst picks up one guy on offense, one guy on defense in free agency, and they both make it to the Pro Bowl their first year in Green Bay. That's pretty interesting. Also, Rashawn Gary gets named. Some people are surprised by that because Rashawn Gary signed a 4-year, $96 million contract, and they just think that, you know, he should be up there like T.J. Watt or other guys with double-digit sacks. He's got 6.5. Two of his best seasons, he had 9.5. But when you talk to Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator of the Packers, they're pleased with Rashawn Gary, and they're saying, obviously, you know, the guys that watch the tape, the coaches that get to vote for this, whatever, they recognize that Rashawn Gary is taking tackles and pushing them back into the quarterback and containing the field at the same time. And if he gets a sack, you know, fine. But, you know, we want him back there to hurry up the quarterback and to make sure the running back doesn't get out of the way. And that's what his primary job is, and they think he does a good job of it.
Bucks lost another one. They're getting down so far in these games and then have to make a mad dash back. What's up with that, Mike?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at one point, the Nets, you know, kind of a struggling team, they were up by 24 points. And then the Bucks make this incredible 20-0 run in the fourth quarter. I think the Nets' last bucket field goal was with just about 7 minutes left in the game. They scored a couple of free throws at the end. But they ended up losing last night because of those free throws. It was like 113-110. And, you know, Giannis, at the end of the day, it's all Giannis. You know, he's just got to take the team on his back there in the third to fourth quarter and trying to get things back. Andre Jackson is a kid that has done a nice job getting rebounds. And so he gets ejected. I think it was in the first half of the game where there was one of the Nets was across. crossing at midcourt, Nick Claxton. And so Jackson's got his arms up, but accidentally he slapped the guy in the face. It just, the guy's face got in the way of his hand. It looked like a hand slap, and the refs called him for flagrant technical, and they jacked him out of the game.
Wow.
So some bad breaks that way. But yeah, the Bucks ended up going 1-3 against the Brooklyn Nets this year. That's not a good look.
No, that's not at all. The Badger men with Iowa tonight as we wrap up our conversation here. How do you see the Badgers tonight?
Yeah, Wisconsin has taken a holiday break, so they've been off almost 2 weeks. Great guard, anxious to get them going. Pretty good Iowa team, but they're at home tonight, so the Badgers, that'll be a W for them as they get back into the second half of their Big Ten schedule.
All right. Well, bundle up. You're going to see the Packers and Bears on Sunday. You'll have to have your ear flaps down in that game, I think, won't you?
I haven't checked the forecast, but I think it's going to be like in the upper teens or around 20 on game day, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's
like spring in Green Bay, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the thing is, we're sitting behind glass, just got to worry about the walk from the car to the media door, and other than that, one of these days, I've been doing this 40 years, and I've never been as a fan to a Packers game, so when I am, that means I'm no longer working, probably, but I'd like to experience that, because I think obviously Packer fans are pretty hardy going out there in, mid-January to support the Pack.
Yes, they are. Well, they'll need some support to get by the Bears this weekend. So
Yeah,
good deal. All right, Mike, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Mike Clemens talking sports with us on WRCO today.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And now a vintage Paul Harvey program, the rest of the story. Sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green. They are ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement all the way to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. It was a warm afternoon in the early spring of 1931, Chattanooga, Tennessee. 3,000 fans sat in the ballpark bleachers eagerly awaiting the exhibition game between their local team, the Chattanooga Lookouts, and the New York Yankees. For the Yankees, this was the age of the big guns, Gehrig, Ruth. No one really expected the Lookouts to win unless the local team's owner, Joe Engel, could produce a miracle. And there was a shortage of miracles for just about all Yankee opposition in those days. Though just this once, the Chattanooga Lookouts had a secret weapon, a pitcher named Jackie, 17 years young. Now, I should mention that Jackie was not officially a team member of the Lookouts, was in fact still on the roster of a smaller team in Chattanooga where the young athlete was discovered. But so outstanding was the teenage hurler's record on that other team that an exception was made, so this would be Jackie's big league debut. The manager of the Lookouts, the Raw Meat Rogers, they called him, had it figured this way. He would use the team's star pitcher, Clyde Barfoot, as their starter. The going got rough, Rogers would take out Barfoot and send Jackie to the mound. Well, the going got rough in the first inning. First two Yankee batters reached base. Next up were Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and Tony Lazzari. So Lookout pitcher Barfoot was pulled, and just like that, 17-year-old Jackie was in the game. The young Chattanooga fans cheered especially loudly as Jackie walked calmly onto the field. Then at once the ballpark was silent. Jackie's first pitch was cautious, high and inside on purpose. The mighty Babe remained poised in his famous stance. Ball one. The second pitch was a fast curve breaking waist high. Babe swung, missed. 1-1. The third pitch was a fastball shoulder high, another swing from the great Bambino, and another miss. Strike two. The crowd went wild. Certain that Ruth would look for another high inside pitch, Jackie unleashed a fastball straight down the middle. Babe fell for it, did not swing. Strike three. Jackie had struck out the Sultan of SWAT. Before the joyous din from the stands could diminish, Lou Gehrig was standing at the plate, and Jackie struck him out, too. After walking Tony Lazzeri, the lithe young pitcher was retired for the afternoon. Enough excitement for any fledgling superstar. So how come you never knew about Jackie's big league debut, April 2, 1931? Well, at least in part because there was no big league career to follow it up. Now, did the Yankee sluggers really give it their all that day? We've no reason to assume they did not. So the promising young pitcher just arrived at the wrong time. In 1931, there was no room in the majors for someone like Jackie Mitchell. But do you think even today, or ever, some big league team would welcome aboard a 17-year-old girl? That's right, a teenage girl struck out Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. And now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Thanks for joining us today on WRCO. It is now 11 degrees, winds around 12. So the wind's actually higher than the temperature currently. It's another bundle-up morning in southwest Wisconsin.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Fresh from the country today on WRCO. Look back at some of the top songs that we played, debuted on this program over the course of the last year. This is Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson. This portion of the program is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
It's been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered, my hopes and my dreams. Lost cause, baby, don't.
was missing a moon. There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace
the top songs of the last year. We debuted it right here on Fresh from the Country. Bailey Zimmerman had a big year in 24.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. I went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Bailey Zimmerman, a big record in 2024. Where It Ends, Fresh in the Country, is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliekarens.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Village of Muscadine Mushroom Fest celebrates the holiday season by thanking their loyal customers. Here's to a joyful Christmas and a prosperous start to 2025 for everyone.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you want the best-tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection in the display case, the Locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high-quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Up next, our trivia question of the day, sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
All right, the trivia question today. The first Sunday of January is the busiest day of the year for this. Is it A, online dating? B, dropping New Year's resolutions? Is it C, returning gifts? Or could it be D, booking a trip for the new year? First Sunday of January is the busiest day of the year for this. 608-647-4155. And the winning answer wins some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. This song got a lot of play this year and a lot of downloads as well for Shaboozy.
On a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget.
Oh Lord,
woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend.
Oh Lord,
one. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord.
Someone pour me up a double shot of this. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy.
Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink something.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Congrats to Rick Jones this morning. We had several guesses. The first Sunday of January is the busiest day of the year for this. Well, lots of guesses for booking a trip. That would sound logical. Or dropping a New Year's resolution, that would as well. But the correct answer, it's the busiest day of the year for online dating. The first Sunday of January. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a resolution to get out there and start dating, put yourself out there. I'm not sure. But that is the case. Should have answered A this time as Rick did. He wins some cookies, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. They're up early. They're ready to serve you. I think Kenny, the wannabe baker, I think he's got his buns out there today, too, getting ready for the weekend. So anyway, thank you for joining us. Fresh from the Country plays for you the most played country song across the land for the entire year of 24. That's coming up next. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's the half price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
The wait is almost over. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's new Physicians Group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd, the Physicians Group and RAMC Community Pharmacy will close at noon. Walk-in care will remain open until 7 p.m. that day, then close Saturday and Sunday. Monday, everything reopens in the brand new clinic, right there on Ridgeview Drive. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, growing beyond the expected.
We debuted this one late last year, and it went all the way to number one. Got a lot of airplay over the course of the year in country music and country radio. Number one for 24 in the country airplay survey was Nate Smith and World on Fire.
Fire, yeah, it's all gone. I'm watching flames get high.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Rush for the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. And the update at 9 from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. Along with the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said the risk to national security and the critical supply chain is why he's blocking Nippon Steel's proposed purchase of U.S. Steel. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
U.S. Steel, of course, the iconic Pennsylvania-based company, had argued the merger would provide critical funding to keep plants open and preserve